we interrupt regular programming on KJFF to bring you a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Good afternoon and early evening. Matt Greenwood here on the campus of Jefferson High School as we get set for some baseball on KJFF. The Jefferson Blue Jays hosting the Crystal City Hornets. It's a JCAA conference affair. And right now we're looking at 67 degrees out here with the sunshine and partly cloudy skies. Sunset expected for 7:45. Pretty sure we're going to have this game wrapped up by then. We're looking at a wind coming out of the north at about 8 miles an hour, which with us positioned just off center behind home plate, we got the wind coming at our backs and from our side, so from our left. So it's blowing in towards third base from foul territory. So that's the wind that they're dealing with. So that basically means the wind is blowing out towards right field. And so those are the conditions that these kids are going to get a chance to play in. It is pretty nice for some spring weather here, and so we're looking forward to a great ball game. Again, it's the Jefferson Blue Jays and the Crystal City Hornets. Crystal City 1-7 on the year, trying to turn things around as the regular season begins to wrap up. We'll get Coach Pastrana's thoughts, Ricardo Pastrana, his third year. We'll get his thoughts on that. And then we'll also talk to Robert Coonley, head coach for the Jefferson Blue Jays. So that's all coming up in the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And by the way, Fleegs Equipment, you know where you can find them. You can find them in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Gen and on the outer service road at the Lettington exit. Go online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. We'll continue with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show after this one-minute message here on KJF.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Matt Greenwood back with more Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're speaking to Ricardo Pastrana, Crystal City Hornets baseball head coach. And coach, coming into this game, 1-7 on the year, and as most everyone knows now, the season's starting to wrap up, so kind of a chance for guys to show you what they're really made of. So talk about your team up to this point and what you want to see from them today.
Well, they've always been, you know, good about staying in the game and staying positive and working hard. Now I'm just looking for them to have a game kind of like we did against St. Vincent, where there was very minor mistakes, and the mistakes that we made, we were picking each other up, very confident, and, you know, talking each other up and working through those with, you know, with minimal damage.
And with a smaller team, it really comes down to guys relying on each other to lift their spirits up. Who are some guys that are maybe not necessarily rah-rah guys, but guys that keep the morality up?
Definitely Chris Eisenbeiss, my senior, who's going on the mound today. He's one that he doesn't get rattled on the mound. You know, he's always there for everybody, there for the younger guys, and doesn't let them get down. And, you know, he's kind of leads by example.
And you mentioned yesterday Hunter Bassman was scheduled to start, but now you got Chris Eisenbeiss going. The reason for the change there?
We saw some things, and based on our schedule, we decided to switch Chris in there. Hopefully we can keep him, you know, his pitch count down and use him again on Friday, you know, with short two-day rest.
All right, tell us a little bit about Chris. What does he offer?
Chris is just a gamer. He wasn't a pitcher, you know, by design, I guess. When he started with us, he was, you know, a little bit of a power hitter, outfielder, infielder. Didn't really want to take the mound, but since he has a good arm, we put him out there. He was our starting quarterback for football, and he's a gamer. He'll go out there, he'll throw strikes. He's developed a little bit of curveball, and, you know, you're always going to get a competitor out there on the mound, and that's what you want.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
That is Coach Pastrana, the Crystal City Hornets, getting ready for a game here, baseball game here, against Jefferson in Festus here at Jefferson High School. So we'll get to Coach Cooley coming up next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Hey, we've got Big Steve on the line at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
That's right. Spring is finally here. They got the nice weather. We also have great deals on side-by-sides, motorcycles, lawnmowers, you name it. We've got great accessories and awesome parts department. If you need anything, give us a call at 573-756-7975.
On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington has it all.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with more Fleegs Equipment pregame coverage of Jefferson and Crystal City baseball. First pitch and starting lineups coming up in just a minute here. But first, we're getting a chance to speak to Coach Robert Coonley of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Coach, let's talk about the field conditions. We were just talking about it before we turned on this interview. You know, we got some rain over the last couple of days. How's the field holding up?
Well, you know, we had the tarp on, you know, but even then, you're going to have some wetness in the outfield. But, you know, nothing that we can't handle, and I think it's going to be a great day for baseball.
Last time we were here, you guys were taking on Herculaneum. Levi Ebersold had a pretty good start. You got some relief guys in there, and it's a weird way to win a baseball game with a bases loaded hit by a pitch. But, you know, coming off of that game and now here today, what are your thoughts on the team right now?
You know, these guys are resilient. You know, we had a rough weekend. We had three losses, but, you know, these guys bounced back. We had a great practice yesterday, and I'm excited to see what they can do today.
All right. Remind us a little bit what Levi offers on the mound.
You know, Levi is just a bulldog on the mound. I mean, he throws a heavy ball. He's around 78 to 81 usually. He throws a lot of strikes, keeps the ball around the zone. I love the fact that he's got a rule of three, tries to get you out in three pitches or less. And he's very efficient. I mean, you know, when most guys are at 95, 96, he's at 72. So, you know, we just expect a great performance out of him and are excited to see him throw against Crystal.
Coach, best of luck.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Robert Coonley, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. We got starting lineups and first pitch coming up next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Hi, this is Allie Meineke with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. So bring your child to the Y where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for youth summer sports. We offer preschool t-ball, baseball, and volleyball. Registration closes May 21st. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
Matt Greenwood back at Jefferson High School, just about 4 or 5 minutes away from first pitch between the visiting Crystal City Hornets and the Jefferson Blue Jays. Let's get to your Patsy's Furniture starting lineups You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Let's go ahead and begin with the visiting Crystal City Hornets. Batting first and playing short is number 13, Hunter Basson. Batting second and playing third base is number 1, Julian Rivera. In the 3-hole, the catcher, number 5, Colin Wilkerson. Batting cleanup and on the mound today for the Crystal City Hornets is senior Chris Eisenbeiss. Batting fifth and playing left field, number 9, Blake Eisenbeiss. Those two are cousins, not brothers, but cousins. Chris's older brother did pitch for Crystal City not too long ago. He's an assistant now with Crystal City, so that's kind of cool. Batting sixth and playing center field is number 23, Logan Anderson. Batting seventh and playing right for Crystal City is number 12, Austin Petrie. Batting eighth and playing first base, number 27, Drew Place. And batting last, playing second base, number 10, and that is Chase Coleman. All right, so that's the starting lineup for the Crystal City Hornets. Now let's get to the Jefferson Blue Jays starting nine. At the top of the order, the shortstop, number 6, Colby Ott. Batting second and playing center field is Zach Rarick. Batting third and playing right, Zach Richardson. Out at first base in the cleanup role is Braden Harmon for Jefferson. On the mound and hitting fifth is the pitcher Levi Ebersolt. The DH is number 15, Shannon Dowd, as he is DHing for Ricky Dougherty out at third base. Behind Shannon Dowd is Jacob Bridges batting seventh and playing second. Batting eighth and catching is number 2, Levi Roth. And rounding out the Jefferson Blue Jay starting lineup is the left fielder, number 5, Eric Eisenbeiss. All right, so we're looking at 67, but just about 68-degree weather, a wind out of the north at about 8 miles an hour, as Crystal City got here a little bit late for warm-ups, and they're wrapping those up now. So as fans continue to file in, you got plenty of Hornets fans in their red and white filing on through and enjoying sitting in the sun on their lawn chairs right up against the concrete wall that surrounds the backstop. And it's just a gorgeous day to be out here to witness some good baseball, some good Jefferson County conference baseball. So that's what we have for you here today. And when we come back in just a few minutes, we'll go ahead and get this started. Again, it's Crystal City and Jefferson from Jefferson here on KJF First Pitch when we come back in 2 minutes.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
We're the talk of Jefferson County. Straight talk, AM 1400 KJFF. Festus Crystal City, Kenswick Auto.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count, check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Matt Greenwood back on the campus of Jefferson High School. Coach Ricardo Pastrana for Crystal City and Robert Cooney for Jefferson, exchanging lineups with the umpires. And so while they're doing that and going over some rules, let's go ahead and get to your pitching matchup. It's brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. Let's go ahead and start with the visiting Crystal City Hornets. Chris Eisenbeis is on the mound, and he is 1-1 so far this year with a 3.94 ERA. He's not allowed a home run. He surrendered 15 hits in 16 innings pitched, and Chris Eisenbeis in those 16 innings also has 15 punch outs. So essentially a 1-for-1 ratio on the innings pitched to strikeouts. Opponents are batting just .227 against Chris Eisenbeis. And for the Jefferson Blue Jays, you got Levi Ebersole back on the mound. Last time we got a chance to see him take on Herculaneum, did a pretty decent job, got the no decision, but he is 1-2 so far this year. Levi Ebersole, 24 and a third innings pitched. He has only given up 4 earned runs, 15 runs to his name, but only 4 of them earned. And so with that, Levi Ebersole has a 1.15 ERA. And in those 24 and a third innings pitched, Ebersole has 22 strikeouts. So pretty good numbers there as well. So Jeff Whitener is going over the starting lineups for both Jefferson and Crystal City as they get ready to take the field. And so we'll step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll go over the starting lineups for you one more time and give you a first pitch. That's all coming up in 1 minute here on KJF.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Hustler 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Hustler mower, and greening your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Hustler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Hustler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment, we're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Lettington, online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwood for KJF Sports. We got some baseball for you. Jefferson and Crystal City just about to get started as the Jefferson Blue Jays have taken the field. Let's go ahead and once more go down your Patsy's Furniture starting lineups. And again, we'll start off with the visiting Crystal City Hornets. You'll see shortstop Hunter Basson batting first. Batting behind him is the third baseman Julian Rivera. In the third spot is the catcher Colin Wilkerson. Batting cleanup and on the mound for Crystal City is Chris Eisenbeis. The left fielder is Blake Eisenbeis, batting fifth. Center fielder for Crystal City is Logan Anderson. Batting seventh, Austin Petrie, the right fielder. Batting eighth and playing first is Drew Place, and the second baseman is Chase Coleman for the Hornets. All right, so Levi Ebersole is on the mound, and his first batter he'll face is Hunter Basson. Ebersole goes into the line, and the first pitch is a foul tip into the mitt, and that's how we get this ball game started. It is the top of the first. It is scoreless. It's Basson at the plate, and it's an 0-1 count. Third baseman in on the grass, Ricky Dougherty. Next pitch is on the outside corner, taken for a ball. And the left-handed hitting Hunter Basson evens up the count at one apiece. Hunter Basson was the scheduled starter for today, but Coach Pastrana had a change of heart, 1-1 on the way. And off the end of the bat, fouling it off the net right in front of us is Basson. And so we're looking at a 1-2 count for the young shortstop. Just a freshman, Hunter Basson. Leg kick, pitch, and right out in front of that pitch was Bassin, and he lines it over the first baseman, first base coach's head in foul territory. So the heart racing just a little bit for that first base coach of Crystal City. Count is still 1-2. Leg kick, pitch, Ebersolt, swing and a miss behind the fastball, Bassin, and he is out number one.
Now batting for Crystal City, third baseman.
That'll bring up the third baseman for the Hornets, number one, Julian Rivera. Pretty decent wind conditions. Not overly blustery, but nice enough to, to offer a chance to blow some papers around. So we'll do our best to hang on to them as the right-handed hitting Rivera takes a side-to-side pitch at the knees for a called strike. Rivera off to a slow start this season. Just a 190 batting average. Ebersolt stares in, goes into the line, fires a fastball outside. And that is a ball, so it's 1-1. On deck is Colin Wilkerson, the catcher for Crystal City. Leg kick and pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate. Rivera takes a look at it. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Crystal City has one win to their record, and that was against St. Vincent not too long ago, a 4-3 victory. Fastball outside corner. Rivera caught staring at it for a called third strike. Back-to-back K's for Levi Ebersolt. Wilkerson will try to break up the momentum, the early momentum that Ebersolt has picked up on the mound. Wilkerson, right-handed hitting catcher, sporting the number 5 today for Crystal City. Hornets in their red tops, white pants, red shoes, leg kick, Ebersolt, pitch in the dirt, and it's 1-0. We'll get to the defensive alignment for Jefferson in just a second. That's going into the wind, the 1-0 on the way, and Ebersolt gets a ground ball to third. Dougherty cuts it off, throws it to first in time to retire Wilkerson. Wilkerson, the only Hornet to put the ball in play in the top of the first inning, but to no avail. We'll head to the bottom of the first. Coming up for Jefferson, Colby Ott, Zach Rarick, Zach Richardson, scoreless, bottom of the first on KJF.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF. We just got started, so you haven't missed much if you're looking for the Crystal City Jefferson baseball game here today. It is the bottom of the first, as I mentioned, and it's scoreless. On the mound today for the Crystal City Hornets, right-hand senior, the only senior for Coach Ricardo Pastrana. And he's a righty. His name is Chris Eisenbeis. And he can swing the stick, and he can also throw a pretty good pitch as well. As I mentioned earlier, the stats for Chris Eisenbeis are as follows. 16 innings pitched, a 3.94 ERA, and he has 15 punch-outs in those 16 innings. Leading things off for Jefferson will be the shortstop, right-handed hitting Colby Ott. Jefferson wearing their black tops with a lighter blue for their numbers and letters. Jefferson, or Blue Jays rather, stretch across the front of the jersey. The B on the right chest all the way across to the left, ending in an S for Blue Jays. And they're also wearing their white pants with some of them wearing black shoes and some of them wearing blue shoes. There is a blue thin stripe that runs along the right side and left side of the pant legs for the Blue Jays. So very nice looking uniforms. Crystal City, as I mentioned, red tops. They've got a white, about a 2-inch white stripe that goes from underneath the arm and arcs over the numbers that are on the back and then all the way back into the other underarm. And so those are very nice looking as well. They've got Hornets in white stretched across the front of the jersey. Colby Ott is the first batter up for Jefferson. Eisenbeist delivers a fastball that tails inside to Ott, and the righty is behind the count 0-1. Center fielder Zach Rarick is on deck. Zach Richardson is in the hole for the Blue Jays. Going down for it on an inside pitch and popping it up to right field is Ott. On the chase goes the right fielder and the second baseman, and neither one can get to that ball that lands in foul territory. And Ott's behind the count, 0-2. The wind is sort of blowing out towards right, but also kind of towards foul territory. So anything that has popped up to the right side has a potential of just getting blown into foul ground, which makes it a little bit more difficult for the defenders. They'll have to run a little bit further if they're gonna make the catches on the pop-ups in foul ground. Here's an 0-2. Reaching out for it, Ott sends it into shallow center field, battling the sun and the wind, and just able to reel it in, Logan Anderson for out number one. That'll bring up the center fielder, number three, Zach Rarick for the Blue Jays. Rarick batting from the left side, .242 average, .359 on-base percentage. One down in the bottom of the first, looking to get the offense going for Jefferson, and out in front of a changeup, Rarick. It's 0-1. Chris Eisenbeist taking a little off of the first pitch to him. Eisenbeist looks into the catcher, kicks, fires, fastball up and outside. Count goes to 1-1. Defensively for Crystal City, Rivera at third, Bassin at short, Coleman at second, and Place at first. Wilkerson is the catcher for Chris Eisenbeist. Next pitch is popped up to the left side and out of play. And just like that, Rarick is behind the count, 0-2. From left to right in the outfield for the Crystal City defense, you got Blake Eisenbeist, Logan Anderson, and Mr. Petrie. 0-2 coming from Chris. Lofts it up there, and it's outside for a ball. Got ourselves a one ball, two strike count. Defensive alignment just about straight away, infield and outfield. And time was called right at the very last second, granted by the home plate umpire. And he had a quick little chat with Rarick, probably letting him get that time called that time. But if he tries it again that late in the at-bat, he might not let him get time this time. There's a pop-up into center left. Backing up on the play, Anderson, and he makes the second out of the game. Rarick is retired. First two guys for Jefferson fly out to center, and now it's Zach Richardson, the right fielder, batting from the left side. He'll get his first look at the right-handed throwing, Chris Eisenbeist. Eisenbeist just now stepping onto the rubber. Ball in the mitt, looking into the catcher, Wilkerson gets the sign, quickly delivers, ground ball back up the middle to his right, diving second baseman Coleman can't come up with it cleanly, and that'll be an infield hit for Zach Richardson of the Blue Jays.
Next up, the cleanup hitter, first baseman, number 20, Braden Harmon.
Blue Jays looking to start a two-out rally as Braden Harmon, the first baseman, will step up to the plate. Harmon, a .323 batting average, no home runs on the year. Only one, as a matter of fact, for Jefferson so far this season. That was off the bat of Zach Richardson, who's at first base right now. Harmon, tall right-hander, waving the bat around as Eisenbeist out of the stretch goes. Fastball up above the letters, inside for a ball. as more clouds roll on through, the wind will pick up. It's very, very comfortable, not at all chilly. Pitch is coming inside. It's golfed up to the right side and out of play behind the Crystal City dugout. Count is one ball and one strike. There's a little bit at stake for Jefferson here today. A win puts him into the conference championship game. Something that a lot of schools around here try to achieve is that conference championship. Give themselves a little confidence going into district play, which, by the way, will start in just a few weeks. Runner at first, scoreless, bottom of the first. Richardson for the Blue Jays takes a lead. The batter's Harmon. The count is 1-1. Eisenbeis kicks, fires. It's fouled straight back and caught a piece of the home plate umpire. All the way to the backstop, it's 1-2. So Chris Eisenbeis, a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. Waiting on deck, another powerful-looking guy. His name is Levi Ebersolt. He's the pitcher. And, boy, would he like an opportunity with two guys on to give his team a lead. But Harmon still has to swing the stick and see what he can do. 1-2 on the way from Chris Eisenbeis, a curveball, and just getting a piece of it is reaching out across home plate with Harmon, and he fouls that one off. This will be the third two-strike pitch for Eisenbeis. The last two have been foul balls. Eisenbeis out of the stretch. Glove resting on his left thigh. Pulls it back with the ball. Comes on through and a curveball buckling the knees of Braden Harmon for out number three. That was a sick curveball, and Harmon had no chance. We'll head to the top of the second. Scoreless, Crystal City has Chris Eisenbeis, Blake Eisenbeis, and Logan Anderson coming up when we return on KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Welcome back into the broadcast. Matt Greenwood with you. Scoreless baseball, top of the second. Good old-fashioned crosstown rivalry, Jefferson and Crystal City here on the campus of Jefferson High School. Coming up for Crystal City will be Chris Eisenbeis, the pitcher. Then the left fielder, Blake Eisenbeis. And behind those two guys is Logan Anderson, the center fielder. Final warm-up tosses for Levi Ebersolt.
Number nine. Correction number four. Chris Eisenbeis.
So Eisenbeis, who throws right and bats right, will step in the box. Before he does, looks down the third baseline at his coach Pastrana. Actually, Coach Pastrana is not even on the field. He's sitting on a comfortable chair right in front of the Crystal City dugout. First pitch to Chris Eisenbeis. He chops at it. Ground ball, two-hopper, short, fielded by the shortstop there, and a good throw from Colby Ott. And so one up, one down on one pitch for Ebersolt. All right, Blake Eisenbeis, let's see what you can do. The left fielder taking a couple of practice cuts before stepping into the batter's box. Ebersolt is ready to go. Goes into the line. Leg kick waist high. Fastball in on the hands. Blake pops it up into foul ground. Harmon over to his left and reaches back behind him to make the catch for out number two. Certainly making it tougher over at first, did Harmon. Then again, the wind is playing a factor here today. It's not blustery, so the ball's not, you know, taking off per se, but, you know, it's up there a little bit. When it hangs up there a little bit, it does swirl around just a tad. Now the batter's Logan Anderson, and he spins around on a swing and a miss. Over at third is Dougherty for the Blue Jays defensively. The shortstop is Colby Ott. The second baseman, Jacob Bridges, and the first baseman, Braden Harmon. Another swing and another miss for Anderson. He's behind the count 0-2. The catcher is Levi Roth for the Blue Jays in the outfield from left to right. You got Eric Eisenbice, Zach Rarick, and Zach Richardson. And a swing and a miss by Logan Anderson, and that was a five-pitch second inning for Levi Ebersole. We head to the bottom of the second. Coming up for the Blue Jays in a scoreless game is Levi Ebersole, Shannon Dowd, and Jacob Bridges.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.neweirabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special, too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
It's the bottom of the second inning. Still no runs on the board between Jefferson and Crystal City. The Hornets offense just got retired in five pitches. Levi Ebersole got the Eisenbice Cousins to swing and put the ball in play on the first pitch of their at-bats. And then Logan Anderson at three consecutive swings and misses. So as Levi Ebersole makes quick work of the Crystal City offense, he'll try to make it a long inning for his mound opponent, Chris Eisenbice. So Ebersole will step into the batter's box and be the first one up here in the bottom of the second. Chris Eisenbice with a pretty decent first inning. First pitch to Ebersole up in the zone. It's popped up to the right and out of play. Up along the Baby Hill off to our right. We're surrounded by a hill to our right and a hill behind the stands. A forest behind us as well. Still no leaves on the trees, most of them at least, the ones that can't survive winter without, or the ones that just can't survive winter. As the curveball comes in, it's outside and low. One ball, one strike. Chris Eisenbice quickly working, trying to fast pitch Ebersole. Got out of his rhythm as he bounces one. It's 2-1. Behind us to our left is just a parking lot and the high school campus here for Jefferson. And there's a 2-1 pitch in on the hands, popped up, foul ground. Chris Eisenbice tracking back along the third baseline and makes the catch to retire Ebersole for out number one. That pop up about halfway up the third baseline. Wind brought it back into play, and Chris Eisenbice was there to make the play. So one up, one down for the Jefferson offense in the bottom of the second. And now batting is the DH, Shannon Dowd. First pitch to Dowd. Big cut, big miss. 0-1. Shannon Dowd, one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter, for Jefferson. A .455 average. 0-1 pitch. Curveball breaks low and away to the right-handed hitting Dowd. It's 1-1. Dowd with 25 plate appearances so far this year, a .455 average, 1-1 on the way, inside change, Eisenbice gets the call, and it's 1-2. Four RBIs on the season for Dowd. Of his 10 hits, three have been doubles, seven singles. He's also scored six runs, Dowd. 1-2 on the way in the dirt, block attempt by the catcher Wilkerson, but it kicks off to his right, count 2-2. So as I mentioned in the pregame, you know, as you guys know, in the Jefferson County area, rain over the last couple of days. Well, the tarp was on the field, but still behind home plate, right on the perimeter of the grass, where the grass meets the gravel. You got some murky waters and some very muddy waters, I should say, as a fastball comes high and into Dowd. And that will be a walk for him. So for the second inning in a row, Jefferson gets a guy on base. We'll see what Jacob Bridges can do with Dowd at first. Hopefully, umpire says play ball. Bridges bats from the right side, plays second base for the Blue Jays. First pitch comes in a little high and inside for a ball. Bridges, a .226 batting average, 4 RBI on the year. Chance to move Dowd up a base. Inside pitch, way in on the hands. Still, Bridges took a swing at it. Came up empty. It's 1-1. On deck for the Blue Jays is the number 8 hitter, Levi Roth. Out of the stretch, Eisenbeis. Quick pitch, bunt try. It's fouled straight back off the netting. And with that foul ball, Bridges behind it, 1-2. Third baseman Julian Rivera in on the grass at third base. And even with two strikes, Rivera will stay there. Still maybe thinking Bridges might bunt. But instead, we got ourselves a curveball inside Bridges. Could do nothing but stare at it. Second punch out for Eisenbeis. Two down now in the bottom of the second, still scoreless. At first, Dowd, the batter, Levi Roth. Roth, the catcher. First pitch to Levi is in on the hands, but he drills it to center field. Anderson back two steps, now three steps, and finally receives it just above the belt for out number three. But Levi Roth still searching for his first hit of the year. Gave it a good ride, but right to the center fielder Anderson for out number three. So we'll head to the top of the third. Still scoreless, Crystal City and Jefferson. Coming up for the Hornets, Austin Petrie, Drew Place, and Chase Coleman. When we return on KJFF.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF, top of the third inning. Good battle early on between Levi Ebersolt of the Blue Jays and Chris Eisenbeis of the Hornets, both on the mound here today, and both have shut down the offenses through the first couple of innings. As a matter of fact, Crystal City has punched out three times. They've grounded out twice, popped up into foul territory once. Austin Petrie will look to change that for Crystal City. Petrie, the right fielder for the Hornets. Behind him is the first baseman, Drew Place. And the second baseman batting third in this inning and batting ninth in the order for Crystal City is Chase Coleman. Petrie, short and stout, bats right. Looks like a kid that can mash if he gets a hold of one on the barrel. Side-to-side pitch, the first pitch from Ebersolt. Goes to the outer part of the plate for a called strike. Pretty wide strike zone early on by this umpire. That goes outside and inside. And a big swing from Petrie comes up empty. It's 0-2. So to righties, the inside pitch and the outside pitch are strikes. Same for the lefties as well. 0-2 on the way. Fastball up and outside for a ball. And Petrie now facing the 1-2 count. Petrie in 9 official plate appearances has yet to get a hit. And that will remain so as a swing and a miss on a side-to-side pitch from Ebersolt, his 4th strikeout of the game. Petrie is down on strikes. And he'll vacate the batter's box for the right-handed hitting first baseman Drew Place. Place, 19 plate appearances, 18 official at-bats, which means he's either been hit by a pitch or has taken a walk. But Drew Place has yet to get a base hit this year. First pitch is a fastball knee-high outside for a strike. And it looks like Place was walked. But he's behind the count, 0-2. On deck, Chase Coleman. Scoreless top of the third, Jefferson Crystal City. Ebersolt up high with it. That's an easy take for Place. Count goes to 1-2. I would estimate Place to be about 6'1". Pitch comes in on the hands, and fighting it to the right is Place. But he lines it foul. Count remains 1-2. Dougherty over at third, right on the edge of the grass and the dirt, going into the wind. Ebersolt, the righty, kicks up the leg, and the fastball blown right past Drew Place. Another strikeout. Make that 5 through the first 8 batters for Levi Ebersolt. Chance for Chase Coleman to start a 2-out rally for the Hornets. Looking down at his third base coach, now Coach Pastrana, off the lawn chair and out in the third base coach's box. And now time delayed here as digging his right foot into the batter's box, into the back of it, is Coleman. Fastball way above his head for a ball. Darker clouds starting to roll through. Radar says no rain. Instead, these dark clouds bringing a colder wind. As if we need it to be any colder. Bring the sun back out, please. 1-0 pitch there. Bell tied down the middle for a strike. 1-1. Bassin, Rivera, Anderson, Petrie, Place, they have all struck out against the righty Ebersolt. Leg kick, waist high, side-to-side pitch. It's a strike. Looks like a slider. It's not a curve. It's not a changeup. Certainly has a little movement to it, so we'll call that a slider from Ebersolt. Lifts the leg on the 1-2 to Coleman. Coleman goes down inside and fouls it straight back, hitting the net just above the concrete backstop. Concrete backstop about 3.5 feet high. Let's go 3 feet. It's a round number. It's easier. 1-2 from Ebersolt. Coleman, line drive. One hopper to short. Coming up firing with a low throw and dropping the throw. So the shortstop, Ott, threw a low ball to Braden Harmon, who couldn't dig it out. And that'll go down as an E3, as Harmon had the ball in his vicinity, had a chance with a foot on the bag to grab it, and couldn't do so. So the no-hitter remains intact. Back to the top of the order for Hunter Bassin, who struck out swinging. Ebersolt, to try to keep his composure here, delivers a first pitch slider, swung over the top, did Bassin, and came up empty. It's 0-1. Bassin, a 188 batting average, but he has homered this year. That one home run giving him his only RBI of the year. Pops this one up in the air to the left. Third baseman, shortstop, both there, and they'll let it drop between the two of them. Dougherty and Ott could not communicate properly, and that'll be another error by the Blue Jays. So Bassin is aboard. Coach Coonley coming out of the dugout on that one. Basically, that play just comes down to communication. One guy calls it and calls it and calls it. The other one eventually lays off, but neither one took charge. Now the batter, Julian Rivera, with a man in scoring position out at second base, takes the first pitch for a ball. Corner infielders on the edge of the grass and the dirt. Pitch on the way, up in the zone. Ground ball knocked down by the pitcher, Ebersolt. He'll chase it behind the mound and throw a wild one to first base as Harmon couldn't bring it in. And coming home to score for Crystal City is Chase Coleman from second base. Hornets 1, Blue Jays nothing. 3 errors in a row by Jefferson. And the Blue Jays infield is going to try to collect themselves here.
Next up for Crystal City, catcher number 5, Colin Wilkerson.
Runners at the corners now for the Hornets as Bassin was able to make his way to third. So the batter is Colin Wilkerson. And time is called. Wilkerson batting from the right side for the Hornets. They lead 1-0. Top of the third. 3 errors in a row by the Blue Jays. Leg kick, Ebersolt. Swing and a miss over the top of a slider, Wilkerson. Count goes to 0-1. Colin Wilkerson, .500 batting average through 21 plate appearances. Those are good numbers for the number 3 hitter in the Hornets lineup. Ebersolt comes set, kicks, fires. Runner on the move. Ground ball to short. Going to cover the bag was a shortstop odd. He had to retreat to his right and try to field it and couldn't do so. And another run scores for Crystal City as Hunter Bassin steps on home plate. 2-0 Hornets. And Coach Coonley has seen enough. Thought that by the players only meeting on the mound, they'd solve their issues. But apparently not, and Coach Coonley is going to walk out there and I'm sure chew into them just a little bit, but also not so much to where they lose confidence in themselves. But Wilkerson, I'll give that a base hit. It was a tough play for Ott, who, again, went to go cover second base on the stolen base attempt. It's actually a hit and run for Crystal City. Well, then Ott had to go back towards his right to field it and make a good throw, but couldn't do so. But Wilkerson with good speed was pretty much more than halfway down the first baseline, so he'd have been safe regardless. Now the batter is Chris Eisenbeiss with the meeting on the mound over, and the first pitch is a fastball outside corner, knee-high for a strike. Two down in this top of the third. Petrie and Play started it off with strikeouts each. Swing and a miss, Chris Eisenbeiss on a changeup dipping in the zone. Count goes to 0-2 to Eisenbeiss. Since those two strikeouts, 3 consecutive errors have led to 2 Hornets runs. Pitch on the way. Eisenbeiss chases one out of the zone. And that will be the inning. So 3 errors allow Crystal City to score twice. It's the Hornets 2, the Blue Jays nothing. We'll head to the bottom of the third here on KJF.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Your locally owned, the UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF. The Crystal City Hornets, the first to strike offensively as they get 2 on the board. A fielding error on a low throw at first base by Braden Harmon of the Blue Jays with 2 outs allowed Chase Coleman to reach. Then the next batter up, Hunter Basson, popped it up between the shortstop and the third baseman. And Otten Dougherty, shortstop and third baseman respectively, got confused with their communication. Ball dropped between the two of them. That made error number two of the inning. And then there's a ground ball back to Ebersolt, who knocked it down with a glove, went to retrieve it behind the mound, and then threw a wild one over to first base, which you could debate was within arm's reach of Harmon. Either way, three consecutive errors and then an infield single to short by Colin Wilkerson, and that's why we stand at 2-0 Crystal City. First batter up with a ground ball through the hole left side is Eric Eisenbeiss out of the ninth spot in the order. And that is a single and the second hit of the game for the Blue Jays. Now we go back to the top of the order for Colby Ott. Levi Ebersolt, the pitcher for Jefferson, had a no-hitter through the first eight batters. Here's a sharp line drive through the hole right side, fielded by the right fielder of Crystal City. That is Petrie. Base hit for Colby Ott's first and second for the Blue Jays. Jefferson probably a little bit angry after those three errors in the last inning. Coach Coonley met them out on the field as they walked in between innings. And I'm guessing part of the talk was about the offense and being more aggressive at the plate, because we've seen two first pitch swings and two base hits for the Blue Jays. The batter now is the left-handed hitting center fielder, Zach Rarick. First pitch to him, and he'll foul it to the left side and behind us. Count goes to 0-1 to Rarick. .242 batting average once more for Rarick. He has driven in seven. Chance to make it eight if he can put one into the outfield with Ott, or beg your pardon, Eisenbeiss at second base. And a curveball just floats up there. No break on it from Chris Eisenbeiss. It stays up in the zone for a ball. Looking at a 1-1 count is Rarick. Eisenbeiss looks at second, turns, fires, fastball, outside corner, called strike. Rivera, the third baseman for Crystal City, in on the grass, now takes a couple of steps back, still right on the perimeter of the grass in the infield dirt. Both runners are on the move, the throw to third base, the tag applied on the upper right shoulder of the runner Eisenbeiss, and he is caught stealing third base. Pitch was a ball. It's now 2-2. The hit and run play, I think, was on, or, well, no, Rarick didn't swing at it, so it was a double steal attempt. Doesn't pay off for the Blue Jays. 1-2 count now to Rarick. Actually, should be 3-2 now with that ball missing outside the zone. Well, Colby Ott gets credit for a stolen base at second base. 3-2 on its way to Rarick. There it is. Pitch in the dirt. Hops up. Will kick off the backstop, rounding third and staying there, Ott. That's a walk for Rarick, who takes off for second base. He was hustling down the line the entire time. And there was no throw to second base, so Rarick, with no one covering and no one covering the bag and no throw coming that direction, Rarick takes second on the walk. Heads up, base running for Zach Rarick. Ott is over at third. Now the batter is Zach Richardson. Still 2-0 Crystal City, bottom of the third. Pop up on the infield, now to the shallow right portion of the field. Everyone converges. The catch is made. Tagging up on the play at third is Ott. And he'll come in to score. The tag a little bit behind. Ott coming in, standing up. There are two away. Richardson picks up RBI number 12 on the year. I think that was the right fielder Petrie that made the catch. It was kind of shielded by the home plate umpire.
batter now is Braden Harmon. Chance to make up for his error just in the top of the third. He did strike out looking, though, his first time up. There's a fastball inside, belt high to the righty, and it's 0-1. By the way, Rarick remained at second base. Eisenbeis looks into the catcher Wilkerson and delivers an off-speed pitch inside corner for a called strike, and Braden Harmon didn't like it. No balls, two strikes. 2-1 ball game, Crystal City with the lead. Rarick takes off for third, and that ball will hit Braden Harmon. Harmon showing a little frustration. I think he just wanted to be able to swing the bat and try to drive in that run. Instead, he'll have to settle for an HBP. And Harmon will make his way out of the box for Levi Ebersolt. Rarick had to retreat back to second base because Harmon did get hit by a pitch. Here's Levi Ebersolt driving one to deep right center field, tracking to his right, or to his left, rather, is the center fielder Anderson, and he was taking a couple steps back, but he did make the catch to retire Ebersolt, and so we head to the top of the fourth inning. Crystal City 2 and Jefferson 1 here on KJF.
Hey, we've got Big Steve on the line at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
That's right. Spring is finally here. They got the nice weather. We also have great deals on side-by-sides, motorcycles, lawnmowers, you name it. We've got great accessories and awesome parts departments. If you need anything, give us a call at 573-756-7975.
On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington has it all.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Top of the fourth inning, Matt Greenwood with you for KJFF. The Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 2-1 Crystal City. Coming up for the Hornets.
Leading off for the Hornets this inning, it's the left fielder number 9.
It's going to be Blake Eisenbeis. Following him is Logan Anderson, and in the hole in this inning is Austin Petrie. Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Capias does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Just call 756-1224, 756-1224. That's Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Blake Eisenbeis, sporting the number 9, playing left field, takes a first pitch strike from Ebersolt, who kicks, fires, and a fastball inside for a ball. 1-1 to the right-handed hitting Eisenbeis. 0-for-1 today, popped up into foul ground. Down first base. Eisenbeis takes a knee-high strike. It's 1-2. High school baseball on KJF. Nice Tuesday. Foul tip on the 1-2 pitch. Eisenbeis will live to see another pitch. Blake Eisenbeis. Is ready for the 1-2. Pitch on the way. Inside. Ground ball. Third base. And expecting a hop. Dougherty at third. It skips underneath his glove and into left field. Tough hop for the third baseman, Dougherty. And Blake Eisenbeis is aboard.
Logan Anderson.
It was a tricky hop, but Dougherty was there in plenty of time, had squared up the ball, but did not field it properly, so that'll be an E5 as Eisenbeis reaches. Now the batter's Logan Anderson, small ball here. Anderson bunt try, fouls it up, and behind home plate for an 0-1 count. Anderson struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. 6 punch outs on the day for Levi Ebersolt. Hoping to double up the strikeouts on Anderson, again, who is 0-1 with a punch out. 0-1 on its way. Again, Anderson drops down to bunt. It's a beauty. Rolls halfway up the third baseline. In on the play, Dougherty fields it, fires it to first in time. Throw behind the runner at second base by Harmon, the first baseman. And ball scoots away out of the mid of Colby Ott. And so into second base is Blake Eisenbeiss. Good sacrifice bunt by Anderson. Those are the type of throws, the one from Harmon trying to get the runner from behind, that could wind up going into the outfield, and instead of, you know, one out and a runner at second, you're looking at one out and a runner at third. Instead, Blake remains at second. The first pitch to Austin Petrie is the ball. A look at second for Ebersolt. Comes set. Letter high. Pitch on the way. And behind another fastball is Petrie. Count goes to 1-1. Petrie kind of throwing his entire body into that swing. If he gets a hold of one, watch out. Petrie still no hits on the season through 8 official at-bats. And he's 2 balls away from working a walk. It's 2-1 with that fastball missing low. Dougherty over at third base for Jefferson. Leaning in on the grass. Side-to-side pitch low in the zone. 3 balls and 1 strike. Ebersolt missing outside. Four errors by the Blue Jays, pardon me. And on the 3-1, an aggressive hack from Petrie, fouls it off the netting to the right, just off to the right of the Crystal City dugout along the first baseline. Got ourselves a full count. Haven't seen too many of those here today. Leg kick Ebersolt, the righty delivers, and a breaking ball is foul tipped into the mitt of Roth, and Petrie is another strikeout victim for Ebersolt, his 7th punch out of the day.
The first baseman, number 27, Drew Place.
That'll bring up the first baseman who also struck out, Drew Place. Runner at second is Blake Eisenbeiss. First pitch, Ebersolt, swing and a miss underneath the side-to-side pitch is Place. It's 0-1. Dougherty's over at third for the Blue Jays defensively. The shortstop is Ott. Second baseman Bridges, first baseman Harmon. Dancing off a second, Eisenbeiss drawing the attention of Ebersolt, who then ignores him and turns and gets that fastball right past Place on a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. From left to right in the outfield defensively for the Blue Jays, you got Eisenbeiss, Rarick, and Richardson. Roth behind the plate. Swing and a miss on a fastball up in the zone. Drew Place is retired on strikes for the second time today. That's punch out number 8 for Ebersolt. We head to the bottom of the 4th, Crystal City 2, Jefferson 1 here on KJF.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices, and they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
Matt Greenwood, 4K JFF. The score is 2-1 in the bottom of the 4th. Crystal City leading the Jefferson Blue Jays. I want to go ahead and thank some sponsors before Chris Eisenbeiss goes up against Shannon Dowd. Midwest Sports Center, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Hafner Financial Services and Kapai's Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington. Thank you for sponsoring our games throughout the season. First pitch changeup misses inside at the feet of the right-handed hitting Dowd, and ball will roll halfway between home plate and the backstop. It's 1-0 to Dowd. Dowd walked with one out in the second inning. Wound up getting stranded there. Eisenbeiss, the righty, goes into the wind, and the delivery is a fastball inside that is put up to the right side and out of play. 1-1 the count to Shannon Dowd. Eisenbeiss taking his time. Now goes into the wind. A little hop in the delivery there. Ground ball between the third baseman and shortstop. Good effort there by Basson, just out of his reach. Base hit for Shannon Dowd. He's on for the second time. And so that's how the Blue Jays will start the bottom of the fourth, a single to left. Now the batter is Jacob Bridges, the second baseman. First pitch to him. Fastball low and away. It's 2-0. Bridges with four RBIs on the year. He's got a triple, two doubles, and four singles. Swings and misses. And Bridges. And Ebert and Eisenbeiss all squared up at one ball, one strike. 0-for-1 is Bridges. Small leg kick, Eisenbeiss, curveball, swung on and missed. Eisenbeiss is teetering on, balking. He's out of the stretch. There, he just came set, only for a half second, if that. And that curveball is put up to the right side and out of play once more. Count goes to 1-2 to Jacob Bridges. One on, nobody out for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the fourth. Trailing 2-1. On deck is Levi Roth. Way in at third on the grass is the third baseman Rivera for the Hornets. Plays holding the runner on at first. Swing and a miss on a curveball outside. Three consecutive curveballs by Chris Eisenbeiss to get Jacob Bridges on strikes. So now Bridges 0-for-2 with a pair of punch outs. And with one out and one on, it's Levi Roth. Eisenbeiss, quick glance at first. Now delivers a breaking ball that doesn't break. Misses up in the zone. 1-0 to Roth. Roth drove it to deep center field in his first plate appearance. Roth with his jersey slightly untucked, hanging out the back. Pitch on the way, inside on the hands. And the right-handed hitter, Roth, fouls it up to the right and into the stands. Play made by the fans here, which, by the way, what a great showing. Fans in the stands, fans in lawn chairs situated behind the concrete barrier that is the backstop here. So a lot of balls, despite the depth to this backstop, a lot of balls bounce back off the concrete. And now Chris Eisenbeiss will step off the rubber. Shannon Dowd at first base, drawing his attention just a little bit. Eisenbeiss with the ball behind his back now puts it into the glove, and from the stretch will kick and fire. And I don't know what just happened there. I wonder if time was called. Eisenbeiss just stopped. No balk was called, so I'm guessing time was granted to Roth at the very last second. So Roth, the righty, ready to go now. The pitch on the way, it's in the dirt, and a good block by Wilkerson, the catcher, sliding to his right. However, the count is a favorable one for Bridges. It's 2-1, or for Roth, it's 2-1. Just beyond 5 o'clock here on this Tuesday, April 24th. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Roth going for the fences there. It's 2-2. Dowd with some pretty decent speed over at first base. No stolen bases to his name, however, this year. Small lead off of first. 2-2 is in. And this one driven to deep left field, or almost had a base hit, but no. Blake Eisenbeis covering that left field line on the run, makes an easy catch, and Roth is retired for out number two. So as Roth vacates the batter's box, Eric Eisenbeis will step in. The left fielder batting from the right side digs in with his right. His feet firmly planted as he lifts up the left heel. Pitch comes in from Eisenbeis, a foul tip to the backstop. Hope an umpire called it right away. Dowd didn't see the signal until late. He'll retreat back to first. And the count is 0-1 to Eric Eisenbeis. Eisenbeis singled in his last at-bat, which was just last inning. Wound up getting caught stealing third base on a controversial call. 0-1 pitch, fastball just inside. Count goes to 1-1 to Eisenbeis. So you got Chris Eisenbeis facing Eric Eisenbeis. No relation. Small world, huh? Well, small town Jefferson County, I guess. 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back. Count goes to 1-2, and Chris Eisenbeis is a strike away from heading into the top of the fifth with the Hornets still leading 2-1. We'll see. Place holding Dowd at first base. Pitch comes in on the hands, ground ball, third base side, and foul. Coach Coonley trying to make the barehanded effort, but couldn't come up with it cleanly. So Eric Eisenbeis gets another swing at a 1-2 pitch. Colby Ott, the number one hitter in this Blue Jay order, waiting on deck. Little hop in the pitch. Delivery from Eisenbeis. Curveball comes in high. 2-2 count with two outs and Dowd at first. Eisenbeis wanted to check the count. The batter, Eisenbeis, not the pitcher. We'll just call him Chris and Eric. Chris is on the mound. Eric's in the box. Chris kicks up the leg and delivers, and a swing and a miss. Late movement there on a fastball from Chris Eisenbeis. Gets Eric to go down on strikes. Two punchouts in the inning for Chris Eisenbeis. That's his third and fourth of the game. We head to the top of the fifth. Crystal City 2, Jefferson 1 on KJF.
Hi, this is Allie Meineke with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. So bring your child to the Y where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for youth summer sports. We offer preschool t-ball, baseball, and volleyball. Registration closes May 21st. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Chase Coleman, Hunter Basson, and Julian Rivera are due up in the top of the fifth for the Crystal City Hornets, as on the Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard, Crystal City leads it 2-1. As Jeff Whitener playing Rock the Casbah as we get set to start this top of the fifth inning. I want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS store, and Comtree, all of Festus, as well as Jefferson College in Hillsboro. Got some Jeffco softball scores. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Crystal Wilcutt. We'll give you those in just a second as Coleman digs in. The pitcher, Ebersolt, fastball low and in for a ball. 8 strikeouts through 4 innings for Levi Ebersolt. Coleman not one of those victims, however. Coleman reaching on an error in that 2-run third. Takes a big cut. Coleman not much size, but he comes up empty. Count goes to 1-1. Coleman playing second base today for the Hornets, looking at a 2-1 count with that ball in the dirt from Ebersolt. Levi throwing five pitches in the second inning, that inning only lasting about a minute and a half. 2-1 pitch to Coleman. Breaks in late, but just caught enough of the knees. And the right-handed hitting second baseman Coleman has a 2-2 count with no outs and nobody on. Leg kick Ebersolt. Fastball in. Ground ball short. Colby Ott, glove to the ground. Fields it. Fires it across the diamond and in time. Coleman is out number one.
Back to the top of the order we go for the Hornets.
So let's go back to the top for the shortstop, Hunter Basson. 0-for-2 today, a strikeout swinging in his first plate appearance. Reaching on a pop-up to short with miscommunication between Ott and Dougherty. Basson wound up scoring the second run of the game for Crystal City, and he'll foul this one our direction with a very flexible net right in front of us, and it bounces off of that and lands in the gravel. It's no balls, one strike to Hunter Basson. Dougherty, third baseman for Jefferson, in on the grass as he creeps in with the pitch on its way, and it misses outside for a 1-1 count. Jefferson College softball, by the way, defeating East Central in a doubleheader here today. 1-0 and 8-5, that over where East Central plays. Side-to-side pitch by Ebersolt is going to get past the catcher Roth to the backstop. Count goes to a 2-1 count for Basson. By the way, that 1-0 and 8-5 doubleheader victory for Jeffco improves their record to 40-11 on the season. Popping it up to the right side into the outfield is Basson. And with the leg lifted as the ball came down, the right fielder Richardson secures it for out number two.
Now batting third baseman number one, Julian Rivera.
Two up, two down for the Hornets in the top of the fifth, leading 2-1. Julian Rivera, third baseman, coming up. We will have Tony Cook, Jeffco softball head coach, join us tomorrow on Viking Voices, which will begin between 4:15 and 4:20. We'll carry that program all the way up until 5 o'clock. That can be heard on KJF and online at MyMoInfo.com. Ground ball up the middle, cutting it off in front of second baseman, the shortstop Ott, and he fires a strike to first base to retire Rivera for out number three. Pretty quick inning for Ebersolt in the top of the fifth. We head to the bottom half of it. Coming up for the Blue Jays, the top of the order, Colby Ott, Zach Rarick, Zach Richardson, when we return on KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard. The RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Back to the 80s, too. Matt Greenwood here for KJFF. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. And in case you're joining us just now, Crystal City has a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Colby Ott, Zach Rarick, Zach Richardson coming up for the Blue Jays. Crystal City scoring two runs on three errors in the third inning. Jefferson able to get one back in the bottom of the third on a sacrifice fly to right field by Zach Richardson. And Richardson, as a matter of fact, able to drive in Colby Ott, who will start us off in the bottom of the fifth. Let's thank Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park Hills, for being season sponsors here today. Well, season sponsors, so every day that we broadcast. First pitch to Ott, goes down for it. Sharp ground ball to the shortstop and a backhand attempt by Basson to no avail, and that's a base hit for Colby Ott. He's aboard for the second time in a row. And for the second time, it's a single. So with Ott aboard, Zach Rarick is the batter. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout and a walk. Colby Ott, only one stolen base so far this season. And he's on the move. Fastball comes high and in. The throw down on one hop. It's fielded by the shortstop, Bassin. He can't apply a tag in time as the ball slips into center field. Then the center fielder, Anderson, bobbles with it. Finally, he's able to fire it in, taking off for a third, Colby Ott. That'll be a stolen base and an E6. And now time is called. Ott, stolen base. Again, getting over to third on the fielding error by the shortstop, Bassin. That's a tough error for him, in all honesty, but he had a chance to play it on the hop, couldn't do so. And by the way, full of dirt on the left shoulder is Rarick, his jersey, as he had to hit the deck there and avoid getting knocked in the teeth. Here's a fastball that is sent up and out of play behind home plate by Zach Rarick. Count is 1-1. Tying run for the Blue Jays at third base in the form of Colby Ott. Infield drawn in now for the Hornets. They'll go home on anything sharp. Pop up now left side and towards the porta potties behind us as we're situated just off center behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2 to Zach Rarick. Just got to put the ball into the outfield, and Jefferson will likely tie this game up as they trail 2-1. 1-2 from Chris Eisenbeiss. Fastball upstairs. It escaped him. It's 2-2. Rarick, a .242 average, 7 RBIs, 7 of his 8 hits. Singles, he has scored 6 runs. Pitch from Chris Eisenbeiss, poking it up the middle, off the heel of the glove of Bassin, but he bobbles it, recovers it, and the throw to first is in time, but an RBIs infield, an RBI 6-3 put out, and we're tied up at 2 as Ott comes in to score. Bassin was just lucky enough to be able to keep that ball in front of him and deliver a good throw to first. So now the bases are empty for Zach Richardson. It's a 2-2 ball game. Richardson takes a big first swing and comes up empty. It's 0-1. Righty versus lefty matchup here. Chris Eisenbeiss to Zach Richardson. Next pitch, side-to-side action. Tails inside too far in the lefty Richardson. Back into an even count at 1-1. Wind is starting to pick up and get a little bit chilly here. Some dirt kicks up off the mound. Eisenbeiss wants to take that time and wipe something off his face as he steps off the rubber. 2-2, bottom of the fifth. Good old-fashioned crosstown rivalry, Jefferson and Crystal City. 1-1 on his way from Eisenbeiss. Tails outside the zone. Count goes to 2-1. Defense pretty much straight up, infield and outfield for Crystal City. Rivera creeps in as the pitch comes through. Sharp ground ball to second base. Knocking it down, Coleman, but he struggled with it and then made a low throw to first base. That gets past the first baseman Place all the way in front of the Crystal City dugout. And heading up to second base is Richardson. That'll be a E4, a double error right there. First on the fielding off the one hopper. Coleman couldn't handle it, and then second error on the throw to first. Crystal City trying to return the favor after Jefferson committed 3 errors that led to 2 runs for Crystal City in the third. The batter is Braden Harmon. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Fouls it straight back. It's 0-1 to him. Want to thank Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, as well as Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville for sponsoring today's ballgame. Harmon with an opportunity to give Jefferson their first lead of the game. The big, tall righty facing an 0-1 count with Richardson at second base. A number back towards the pitcher, Eisenbeiss, comes off the mound in front of it, fields it, and delivers a strike to first to retire Harmon. For out number 2, moving up to third base is Richardson. score that a 1-3 put out. And now the batter is Levi Ebersalt. Last time he was up, he sent it about 320 feet towards center field, but not deep enough for a home run. Instead, it was a long fly ball out. What can he do here? Change up inside. Dropped by the catcher Wilkerson. Rolls into foul territory, but only about 6 feet to his left. So no chance for Richardson to come home from third base. And the pitch was a ball, so it's now 1-0. Ebersalt. Pitch from Eisenbeis. Low for ball two. Ebersalt, just two RBIs on the season, batting 300 coming into today's contest. Pitch on the way. It's behind him to the backstop. Coming home from third is Richardson, and he'll score easily standing up. Jefferson leads it 3-2 on an Eisenbeis pass ball. Blue Jays will take it. Not their favorite way to score, but it works no less. And with that ball low and in, Ebersalt facing a 3-0 count. Catcher Wilkerson and Chris Eisenbeis, the pitcher, having a little chat. A couple times they just about separated. Now they officially will. Wilkerson will trot back behind home plate. No runners on. 3-2 Jefferson, bottom of the fifth. 3-0 on the way. Inside fastball, fouled straight back. Three balls and one strike to Ebersalt. Coach Cooley, I'm sure, is okay with the aggressiveness. 3-0 count, probably sitting on a fastball. He got it, was just a little too late on it. So now Ebersalt with that 3-1 count as Chris Eisenbeis goes into the line. A little hop there, and that's going to hit Ebersalt on the left arm. Second hit batter for Chris Eisenbeis. And Coach Pastrana is going to come out, and that might be it for Eisenbeis. An 11-man roster for Crystal City. So Coach Pastrana, once he gets a guy up on that pitch limit, it's got to bring in another guy and then just, you know, change, have players change positions here and there. While they're having a conference on the mound, as it looks like there's going to be. Well, let's see. Let's not speculate. Let's just wait. And Chris will stay in the game. Don't forget, we're back in action right here at home. So a runner at first for the Blue Jays, up 3-2. Ebersalt at first. Shannon Dowd, the batter. He's 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. He has been stranded at first base each time he's been aboard. So with Eisenbeis staying in, the righty will face the righty Dowd. First pitch swing, and up to the right and out of play goes the baseball. Dowd behind in the count, 0-1. Crystal City not playing like a 1-7 team. Putting up a pretty good fight here today. However, errors and just good opportunities for the Blue Jays have led to this Blue Jay team taking the lead for the first time today. The pitch to Dowd, and it's a sharp ground ball, third base side towards the Jefferson dugout. I believe we're looking at a one ball, two strike count to the righty Dowd. By the way, there's a courtesy runner for the Blue Jays. It looks like number 7, Jacob Melton, running for Ebersalt at first. Chris Eisenbeis comes set. Melton on the move, big curve, big swing and a miss, and that is the inning. Chris Eisenbeis gives up 2 runs, but there was a couple of errors on the way. So we'll head to the top of the 6th coming up for the Blue Jays, or for the Hornets, Colin Wilkerson, Chris Eisenbeis, and Blake Eisenbeis. 3, 4, and 5 in the order when we return on KJF.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Husser 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Husser mower, and green in your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Husser 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know, I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Husser flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment. We're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Ledington, online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwood with you for KJFF. Right now, the Kapai's heating and cooling scoreboard has been shut off, because an extra run was added to the board, and in order to correct that, they got to shut it down and restart. And so it's actually 3-2, Jefferson with the lead as Crystal City comes up to the plate in the top of the sixth. Colin Wilkerson, Chris Eisenbeis, and Blake Eisenbeis coming up for the red and white. Wilkerson, an RBI single, an infield single, back in the third inning, first pitch to him. It's taken for a strike. It's 0-1. So for the time being, we can't rely on the scoreboard to give us balls and strikes. We'll have to rely on the umpire. Pitching on the hands up to the right and landing on top of the tarp along the Crystal City bullpen, the open bullpen. So Wilkerson, two pitches into the at-bat, facing an 0-2 count. The righty settles in the box. The righty Ebersole delivers a curveball, and nothing doing there for Wilkerson. Couldn't lift the bat off the shoulders. He's strikeout victim number 9 for Levi Ebersole. Started him off with 2 fastballs and then brought in the curve, and Wilkerson had no chance. Now it's Chris Eisenbeis. Pair of big right-handers facing each other. First pitch curve. Breaks late inside. It's called a strike. It's 0-1. Chris 0-2 on the day. Pitch up in the zone. Foul tip. It'll bounce off the umpire and down behind the back right foot of the catcher, Roth. It's 0-2. A ground out to short for Chris Eisenbeis back in the second, and then struck out swinging in the third. Ebersole looking for punch out. Number 10, leg kick, 0-2, on its way. Curveball and a ground ball sharply hit back up the middle, a base hit for Chris Eisenbeis. So one out, base hit for the Hornets.
Next up, the left fielder, number 9, Blake Eisenbeis.
So Chris makes way for Cousin Blake. Cousin Blake is 0-2, a pop-up into foul ground. First base side in the second inning. And then reached on a fielding error by the third baseman, Dougherty, back in the fourth. Top of the sixth inning is where we're at. So it's a 3-2 Jefferson lead, and a first pitch swing from Blake Eisenbeis comes up empty. It's 0-1. Blake, a 176 batting average, 3 RBIs on the year. All 3 hits have been singles for Blake. Ebersole with a snap throw to first, and he almost overthrew his first baseman, Harmon. Good thing Harmon's about 6'2". Otherwise, you're probably looking at a runner at third base for the Hornets with one out. Instead, it's first base with one out. Blake settles in, feet squarely apart, waving the bat around above the right shoulder. He's come set. Ebersole comes set. Swing and a miss. Hit and run play was on. The throw down to second is to the left of second base. And that's a stolen bag for Chris Eisenbeis. Second stolen base for Eisenbeis. And so Cousin Blake, who swung and missed at that pitch, is in an 0-2 hole. Crystal City trying to even the score back up. 0-2 pitch on the way. Slow grounder to the right. Harmon will have to field it. Underhand toss to first. Ebersolt with a right heel on the first base bag right ahead of Blake Eisenbeis, who hustled down the line the whole way. But still, out number two is recorded. Good defensive play by Jefferson, a play that had to have been made. So with two outs and Chris Eisenbeis at third base, the batter is Logan Anderson. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. Couldn't catch up from the heat there. Anderson 0-for-1 with a punch out in the second. Sacrifice bunt in the fourth. Infield drawn slightly in. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball up in the zone. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Ebersolt with 9 strikeouts on the day. Hornets with a runner at third and 2 outs. The 0-2. Fastball knee high. Strikeout number 10 for Levi Ebersolt will end the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom half. Jefferson 3, Crystal City 2 on KJF.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
To the score, Jefferson leading Crystal City in the bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up for the Blue Jays, Jacob Bridges, Levi Roth, and Eric Eisenbeis. Jefferson's starting pitcher, Levi Ebersolt, picking up his 10th punch out to strand the runner at third base in the top of the sixth. And so Crystal City will get one more chance to tie this up in the top of the seventh. And for Chris Eisenbeis on the mound for the Hornets, it's very important that he shut down the Blue Jay offense in this bottom of the sixth and keep it a one-run game, because for Crystal City, it'll be the bottom of the order coming up to face Levi Ebersolt. But still, we got these 3 outs for the Blue Jays to play around with before we get to that situation. And in the bottom of the sixth with a 3-2 Jefferson lead, I want to thank Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, YMCA of Jefferson County, Unico Bank of Farmington, Deloge, Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi, as well as Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum for sponsoring our games this spring season. First batter up for the Blue Jays, right-hand swinging second baseman Jacob Bridges, 0-for-2. A punch out both ways. First pitch, sharp ground ball through the hole left side and into left field, and there's a base hit for Bridges. Clap of the hands from the Blue Jay faithful. And so with that first pitch from Eisenbeis, the Blue Jays have a man aboard for Levi Roth, except Roth is being pinch hit for by Jacob Melton. Roth 0-for-2 at the plate, so Coach Coonley going with something a little different. Jacob Melton was the courtesy runner for Ebersolt just last inning. A versatile option off the bench for Coach Coonley. 154 batting average for Melton so far this year. Chris Eisenbeis steps off the rubber, and sliding back into first base is Bridges. Next pitch, or first pitch, I should say, to Melton has popped up into foul ground. First base side and leaning back to make the catch. The first baseman place. One pitch, one out. Melton retired. And so Bridges has to stay at first base because the pop-up was basically right next to him. Surprised there, Coach Coonley didn't put on a bunt play. Jefferson looking for some insurance. Bottom of the order trying to get it done for him. Eric Eisenbeiss, 1-for-2 on the day. Chris Eisenbeiss pulls back the left leg, comes set, delivers a fastball low. Again, with this Eisenbeiss matchup, again, no relation, we'll go ahead and go first name basis. So Chris is on the mound. Eric is at the plate. Eric waving the bat around. Pitch comes in, bounces off the chest protector of Wilkerson. And with that secondary lead at first base, Bridges is able to make his way up to second base without a throw. Wild pitch there for Chris Eisenbeiss. Limited to just 105 pitches. 2-0 on its way. Fastball, belt tie, down the middle, a strike, 2-1. Chris, once he reaches that 100-pitch mark, will have to rest for the next 4 days per Misha rules. 2-1, fastball up in the zone, taken easily by Eric for a ball. It's 3-1. Coach Pastrana is going to have to start thinking about who he wants to bring on, especially if Chris continues to struggle here. 3-1 on its way. Fastball in on the hands. It's fouled up to the right side and out of play. So the count is 3-2 with one out and a runner at second. Top of the order, Colby Ott is on deck. Started out with sunshine at first pitch with a partly cloudy sky. Now looking at a mostly cloudy sky with the sun not playing a factor. Chris Eisenbeiss comes set, delivers to Eric, and gets a swing and a miss. Big punch out there for the righty, Chris Eisenbeiss. Sixth strikeout of the game. Second time Eric Eisenbeiss has gone down swinging. So we go back to the top of the order for Colby Ott. Last two pitches that Ott has seen, he has hit into the outfield for singles, and he has scored two runs on those two singles. See what he does here on this first pitch. Instead of a fastball to start, Chris goes with a curveball inside corner and a called strike to the right-handed hitting Ott. 3-2 Jefferson, bottom of the sixth, looking for that insurance run. They've got it at second base. They can put the ball into the outfield and test these Hornets' arms. Pitch to Ott. He turns on one, skies it down the left field line, giving chase, settling it under it, and making the catch is Blake Eisenbeiss. And Ott is retired for out number three. 3-2, your score remains. We head to the top of the seventh. Levi Ebersolt on for the complete game. When we return, it's Austin Petrie, Drew Place, Chase Coleman trying to keep it alive for Crystal City. Find out what happens next on KJF.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you've tuned in at the right time. It's the top of the seventh. Jefferson leading Crystal City 3-2. Matt Greenwood with you. Crystal Wilcutt back in the studio. Let's thank some of our sponsors here. Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, as well as New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. And also would like to thank Jefferson College in Hillsboro. Austin Petrie first to face Levi Ebersolt going for the complete game. First pitch, fastball in on the hands, pop up shallow right. Second baseman Bridges backs up and makes the catch for out number one. Ebersole, 10 strikeouts on the day. He's given up two runs, but they have been all unearned. So we're looking at an Ebersole ERA that started out at 1.15. It will have dipped considerably below that. So you're looking at a sub-1 ERA for Levi Ebersole. Drew Place is now the batter for the Hornets. The righty takes a fastball above the letters for a ball. Stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll have Ricardo Pastrana of Crystal City and Robert Cooney of Jefferson. 0-1 on the way. Fastball in on the hands. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Place, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Levi Ebersole goes into the line, kicks, fires, fastball in at the knees for a strike. It's 2-1. Crystal City looking for their second win of the season. Jefferson hoping to improve to 7-5. Going down on that pitch. Slow grounder up the third base line. On the run, the third baseman, Dougherty, makes a throw to first, not in time. Drew Place is able to reach. Great effort, though, by Dougherty. The throw to first base was on time, or was a good throw. But just enough speed for Place to beat it out. So a runner at first for Crystal City. The number 9 hitter in the order, Chase Coleman. He's 0-for-2 with a run scored. Chance to move the train along and see what the next stop has in store. Pitch Ebersole, fastball, letter high, call the strike. Chase Coleman, not very tall. That ball looked a little bit outside the zone, but apparently just in the right spot for Ebersole. Now the righty comes set, 0-1 count facing Coleman. Kicks the leg, pitch, fastball, knee high, strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Coleman digging in. The second baseman has got a fight on his hands. 0-2 Ebersole. Pitch on the way. Sharp fly ball, rather, to left field. And there is Eisenbeiss. Eric Eisenbeiss to secure it for out number two. Sorry about that. I had a fly go right into my right eye as the ball was hit. Couldn't tell where it was right away. I'll be honest, I flinched. Back to the top of the order. Hornets down to their final out. Hunter Basson, the lefty in the box. He's reached once and scored once for Crystal City as they trail 3-2 in the top of the seventh. First pitch, waving at a fastball outside, and coming up empty is Basson. It's 0-1. Levi Ebersole started this game for the Blue Jays, retired the first 8 batters, has 10 strikeouts to his name. Lifts up the left leg, the 0-1 on its way. Slow ground ball up the middle to second base. Backhand flip by the second baseman Bridges to Audit. Short covering the bag to get the lead runner. Drew Place and end this ball game. The Blue Jays are able to defend their home field, and they win it 3-2 over the Crystal City Hornets. We'll step aside and come back with some stats and some interviews with the coaches of Crystal City and Jefferson on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll start that in 3 minutes here on KJFF, Jefferson 3, Crystal City 2, your final score.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special, too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ledington exit. Home Pool and Spa.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
The Home Pools and Spas post game, right? Oh, man. All right, so we just got unplugged and replugged back in, so hopefully you can hear us. Crystal, we'll cut back in the studio if you wouldn't mind to say, hey, you're on, and we'll trust you. All right, so we did get the you're on. So if you hear that static, I do apologize. We just got reconnected. Anyway, okay, final score here today, Jefferson 3. And Crystal City 2. This is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. I've got assistant coach Christian Moulton with me for the Jefferson Blue Jays. Coach, it wasn't pretty, but Levi Ebersolt was able to really just close the door on this Crystal City offense. Was able to work around those three errors in the third inning that gave Crystal City an early 2-0 lead. Just a beautiful performance from him. Give us your assessment of the game.
Yeah, Levi did a great job. I know he's only a sophomore and some young pitchers. You know, they get flustered if their defense behind them, you know, isn't making plays. But he did a good job and didn't really let that bother him because he knew that those guys are not going to continue to make errors. And, you know, it was kind of a fluke. And he knew if he continued those strikes, let them get the ball in play, that his guys would be there to pick him up the next time.
Colby Ott, let's turn our attention to some offense before we get back to Ebersolt's performance. Colby Ott, two singles, two runs scored, two stolen bases, really forced the issue on the bases. Was that part of the strategy going into today, was when you get guys on, try to force the issue?
That's something we actually stressed last week and this week in practice. We have a big backstop here, and mm-hmm. I think our guys kind of take that for granted sometimes, and they want to just kind of coast to second base. And we've told them, hey, guys, look, and we've gone over a drill of throwing it behind them and having our JV guys run back there and try to throw them out. And it's like, hey, the ball gets by somebody, the ball's in play. You need to sprint and put the pressure on the defense. And I think that's something our guys have done a much better job of doing this year, and hopefully they continue to do that. And I think that'll help give us some runs when our bats aren't necessarily going, or if we're, you know, getting under balls and driving to the outfield.
I can't remember. It was either Rarick or Dowd. I think it was Rarick who walked. It was a pass ball, so he decided to sprint to first and then rounded first and went to second base. That was Rarick, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Zach Rarick, and that was a great job by Zach. Because if you go from first to second base, from first base you're not really a scoring threat, but now from second to base, then instead of scoring one with the guy on third, you're now scoring two guys. And that's just him stepping up, being a senior, and showing the young guys, you know, what we need to do to win this game when our bats weren't really working. And that was a great job by him.
Was that given praise during the game, after the game? Did you just really expect it from Zach Rarick being a senior?
We expected it from him, definitely. And I know Coach Coonley, whenever that happened, and Zach came around and eventually scored because of what he did. Coach Kinley, you know, you guys better pick him up. And we did that. And I think those guys realized, like, hey, if Zach's going to do it, you know, if it's not good enough, or if it's good enough for a senior to do it, then we can do it too.
Another Zach that made his impact on the game, Richardson, sacrifice fly scoring Colby Ott from third to get you guys on the board in the bottom of the third inning after those three errors leading to the two runs. Excuse me. And then you get to the fifth inning, and that's when Colby Ott, who started his aggressive hitting back in his previous at-bat, Ott first pitch swinging off of Eisenbeiss, gets a base hit, again steals second, makes his way to third on the error by the shortstop or the catcher, either one, on that short hop on this, you know, trying to get Ott caught stealing. So really when it comes down to the offense, Colby Ott kind of forcing the issue and was a big part of y'all scoring three runs today.
Yeah, our base running definitely helped us score runs. Our bats weren't, we were just kind of getting under the ball, trying to drive it. You get a pitcher that's throwing a lot of strikes, and they get kind of swing happy and want to hit the baseball far and kind of take away from fundamentals. But our base running, you know, the top of our lineup definitely did that with their wheels. And then Zach Richardson, you know, putting the ball in play a couple times and getting the ball deep enough to score some runs definitely helped out.
You know, sometimes you look at major league teams and it's lost on them the running game. It's more for power and batting average and walks. But down at the high school level, you got to kind of force the issue. And as you mentioned, with the wide backstop that you have, it's so deep behind home plate, you got to take advantage of that, and your guys did a good job there. Back to Levi Ebersolt, if you will. 10 strikeouts, complete game. What was working for him? It looked like the fastball had a lot of life.
Fastball, he was doing a good job locating it. He noticed that they were chasing up, so we're living up a lot around the upper chest area. And then I think he occasionally threw the changeup curveball just to get him off balance a little bit, but most of the fastball, and he just does – I mean, he's not a kid that's going to overpower you, but he's a kid that's going to find his spots and hit them repeatedly and make the umpire make those corner calls. And he does a great job of controlling where he's locating everything.
And for him, he picks up his second win of the season due to that pitching performance. And for the season, that was his sixth game started. So now he has three complete games. He's 2-2, and his ERA is sub-1. I mean, with those two runs being unearned, he gives up 0-7 innings, coming in with a 1.15 ERA. He's looking pretty good as y'all, you know, get ready for the end of the season and heading into districts.
Yeah, Levi pitched quite a bit for us last year as a freshman, and come back a sophomore year, we were expecting good things from him, and he's done nothing but obviously reached those standards and actually excelled them, and he's the guy that we're going to continue to go with in conference games and big games like this where we know we got to have this one to get a chance at a conference championship, and when it comes to district times, he's going to be our guy.
All right, what's next for you guys?
We have St. Vincent Thursday here. They're a good ball club. They were, I believe, state finalists last year. I'm not entirely sure what they brought back, but they've had a pretty good ball club down there the last couple of years, and we've actually haven't had a chance to play them the last 2 years because the game has been rained out and conference has been decided by the time we go to make up, and so it gets closer to districts. We end up making up the game. So this is actually Coach Coonley's first stint as a head coach playing St. Vincent.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how we match up against them because most of these guys haven't even seen them.
Right, and Crystal City did beat them 4-3, so now you guys get your chance to do the same.
Yeah, we do.
All right, thanks very much for your time,
Coach.
That is Christian Moulton, assistant coach for the Jefferson Blue Jays baseball team, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spots postgame show. Again, Jefferson victorious 3-2. Levi Ebersolt picking up win number 2 of the year, a complete game shutout. He did give up 2 runs, but they were not his runs. They were not earned. Only 2 hits surrendered, no walks for Levi Ebersolt. So a dominating performance from the sophomore righty, as Coach Moulton alluded to. All right, let's go ahead and step aside for another minute or so. Coach Pastrana still talking to his guys out down the right field line. They put up one heck of a fight. They played really, really well. Just some errors late in the game costing them the victory. And we'll talk to Coach Pastrana about that, but he certainly has to feel pretty confident about his club moving forward. So we'll try to get his thoughts. So we'll step aside for a minute, come back, and read off some stats until he makes his way over here. So we'll do so on the Home Bulls and Spots postgame show. Again, Jefferson wins it 3-2 over Crystal City. We're back in 1 minute here on KJEF.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Hey, we've got Big Steve on the line at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
That's right. Spring is finally here. They got the nice weather. We also have great deals on side-by-sides, motorcycles, lawnmowers, you name it. We've got great accessories and awesome parts department. If you need anything, give us a call at 573-756-7975.
On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington has it all.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Jefferson is your winner here today on the diamond on KJFF. Matt Greenwood with you. Crystal Wilcutt back in the studio. 3-2 final score. Jefferson gets the W. Their seventh of the year. Levi Ebersol, complete game victory. 7 innings. 2 hits allowed. 2 runs allowed. 0 earned. Struck out 10 Crystal City Hornets. His mound opponent, Chris Eisenbeiss, put up a great fight. Really, the righty who wasn't even scheduled to start this game. It was supposed to be Hunter Basson, but Coach Pastrana, with a late scratch of Basson, put Hunter at short instead and put Chris Eisenbeiss on the mound. And Chris Eisenbeiss, his numbers look like so. 6 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, walked 2, and struck out 6. And as a matter of fact, Eisenbeiss does get credit for a complete game, because Jefferson is the home team and had the lead at the end of 7 because Eisenbeiss took it as far as he could go. He actually completed his start all the way to the finish, so he gets a complete game under his belt. Unfortunately for Chris Eisenbeiss, it does turn out to be a loss. And again, Coach Pastrana, you know, still having a long chat out to, down the right field line with his players. I can only imagine there's some negatives to talk about, especially with the errors late in the game. You know, there were three errors in the fifth inning that led to 2 runs for the Blue Jays, and those 2 runs wound up tying the game at 2 apiece and then giving Jefferson the 1-run lead. And so I'm sure there's some talk about that. Also, probably some praise for Chris Eisenbeiss, who did a really good job of, you know, getting strikeouts when he needed them, getting some lazy pop-ups when he needed them. Also, most of the balls that were hit today that resulted in hits for Jefferson were all along the ground. So, you know, guys putting the bat on the ball and just finding the right spot for the Blue Jays offense. As you heard me talking to Coach Christian Moulton, assistant coach for Jefferson, talking about forcing the issue on the bases. Colby Ott, as I mentioned, 2 singles, 2 runs scored, stole 2 bases. And so just a really good performance at the top of the order for the Jefferson Blue Jays and Colby Ott. But again, the defense for Crystal City letting him down late in the game. Let's go ahead and, while we have a moment, get to some stats of the game. We'll begin with the visiting Crystal City Hornets. At the top of the order, Hunter Basson struck out his first time up, reached on an error in the third inning and scored a run on a single, an RBI infield single for Colin Wilkerson. Then Basson flew out to right field in his third at bat and grounded out to second base with the 4-6 force out at second to end the ball game. Julian Rivera, batting second for Crystal City, 0-for-3, reached on an error in the third and was stranded at second base. Colin Wilkerson goes 1-for-3 with an infield RBI single back in the third inning, making it a 1-0 Crystal City lead. or a 2-0 Crystal City lead at that point. Chris Eisenbeis batting fourth, went 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base. That single and stolen base coming in the fifth inning, the top of the sixth for Crystal City, but he wound up being stranded at third base after Levi Ebersolt went ahead and retired Blake Eisenbeis and Logan Anderson to retire the side. And for Chris Eisenbeis, just to recap, 1-for-3 with a stolen base and a punch out. For Blake Eisenbeis, 0-for-3, reached on an error in the fourth. Logan Anderson, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts and a sacrifice bunt. Batting seventh today for Crystal City, Austin Petrie went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Drew Place got on base with a single in the top of the seventh, but was stranded there at first after the fielder's choice ground out to end the inning by Hunter Basson, or in the game, rather, by Hunter Basson. So Place did get a single in the seventh, but he struck out the first two times. And for Chase Coleman, batting ninth for Crystal City, he reached on an error and scored the first run of the game for Crystal City. But after that, grounded out to short and flew out to left field. So the meeting for Coach Pastrana is over, and we'll try to draw his attention to get him to come over here. And in the meantime, while he makes the walk this way, we'll go down the Jefferson lineup in their offense. Colby Ott, two singles, two runs scored, two stolen bases, two flyouts the other at bat, so he goes 2-for-4. Zach Rarick winds up going 0-for-2 with an RBI ground out, scoring the second run of the game for Jefferson, which tied it up at 2-2 in the fifth inning. Behind Zach Rarick was Zach Richardson. He had a single in the first, a sacrifice fly to right in the third inning, and reached on an error and wound up scoring on a pass ball to make it 3-2 Jefferson in the fifth. Then Braden Harmon behind him was 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Levi Ebersolt was 0-for-2. Ebersolt got hit by a pitch. Braden Harmon also got hit by a pitch. Shannon Dowd walked, singled, and struck out. Jacob Bridges struck out twice and singled as well. Levi Roth went 0-for-3, batting 8th for Jefferson. And Eric Eisenbeis rounded out the order, going 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of punch-outs. And now we got Ricardo Pastrana, head coach for Crystal City, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Coach, one heck of a fight from your guys. I noticed a long talk out there. Would you mind sharing with us a few things you talked about with them?
Yeah, we're just trying to stress the things that we're working on in the practices they need to be taking out here, mainly the plate. I was pretty pleased defensively, and Chris went out there and had a heck of a game on the mound. Gutsy performance by him, as always. But at the plate, you know, there were some opportunities that were missed that I feel like we could have definitely taken this one away.
What did the guys say to you about the fastball from Levi Ebersolt? It looked like it had some late life to it.
Yeah, and the kids were, you know, talking about that it was being called a little low, but that's an adjustment, and that's what we talk about in practice. You know, we see one guy, two guys, three guys go up there in the first inning, and we're not making adjustments. We're letting him go all the way through the order, and we're all going up there blind rather than, you know, seeing what the first guy, second, third guy does and making an adjustment for the second inning. You know, if he's calling that low one, we got to start swinging at it.
Gotcha. And you know what? When I played Little League ball, I liked the low ball.
Yeah.
I liked swinging at those low fastballs. We were talking to Christian Moulton, the assistant coach for Jefferson. He talked about noticing some guys swinging at higher fastballs up out of the zone. Did you take that same notice?
Yeah, and that's one of the things our other coach, Coach Pruno, has been stressing to, you know, belt or lower. And they, you know, they seem to be chasing those fastballs.
Y'all were able to, you know, put a little pressure on the Jefferson defense in that third inning. You jumped out to a 2-0 lead. There was a fielding error by the first baseman on a low throw. Then you had the pop-up between the shortstop and the third baseman where they just miscommunicated and let it drop. And then you had the throwing error by the pitcher, Ebersolt. So you guys got out to a 2-0 lead in the third inning. At that point, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I was pleased that, you know, we went out there and we took advantage of the errors, and that's what you need to do when you play a good team like R7. When they're going to make errors, you need to take advantage of it, and I felt like our guys did that. There was just some other parts, some other spots in the game where, you know, my 3-4 hitter come up, and I felt like he didn't take advantage, or, you know, we didn't get the big hit we needed here or there. And it just, you know, one or two hits when we need them with two outs, and we you know, we can get some going.
I have it down as an infield RBI single for Colin Wilkerson. Is that how you guys scored it back in the third?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to double check. I figured that would probably be the case even for Jeff Whitener here as well. I don't know who the official scorekeeper is. But anyway, besides that, as you mentioned, a gutsy performance from Chris Eisenbeiss. If you look at the numbers, six hits, a lot of them just on the ground, finding spots past the defense. Three runs, only one earned, walked two, and struck out six. So really a very good performance from him. That curveball, I liked it.
Yeah, and there's some times where he didn't get the call. But like I said, he doesn't let anything, you know, get him down. And, you know, if we make errors behind him, he's positive. He stays out there. There was, you know, when I went out and spoke with him, he said he felt fine. He just couldn't locate. But he came back, you know, came and got that guy out. Then he rested when we hit and came back out, I think, for the top of the seventh it was. And he did a fine job. And that's when he really started feeling good, he said. So as the game goes on, he seems to get stronger.
You know, I think the record is not indicative of how good this team is because, you know, yeah, you started off with some tough, you know, wide margin losses early on in the year, but lately you've been playing it pretty close to the vest, and this game was another game such as that. What's your confidence in this team moving forward? Would you like to see them, obviously you'd like to see them win, but do you want to see them win closer games, or do you want to get them out into those 5-6 run victories?
Well, in a game like this, you definitely don't want to lose a close game like that. And basically, it's just making those adjustments at the plate. If we can make those adjustments at the plate, we won't need to worry about those close games. We have Grandview coming up Thursday. I think it would be a good matchup for us. And then Kingston on Friday, also another team that's in our district. So, you know, those are two games that we really won. Then we have Herky come Monday, and that's a game where we lost by just two or three runs. We played a good game against them. And, you know, Herky played a good game against our seven, so that should be a good one. So,
all right, Coach. I know in a loss sometimes you don't want to talk, but I appreciate you coming over and chatting with us.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That is Ricardo Pastrana for the Crystal City Hornets head baseball coach joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Our thanks to him. Our thanks to Coach Christian Moulton, the assistant coach for Jefferson, who also joined us here. And also our thanks to Robert Coonley, who provided us the starting lineups and the pregame interview as well. So a big thanks to them. And we got two things to pay off on, our drive of the game and our player of the game. Let's go to drive of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers. They'll help you get your CDL license and reimburse you for the schooling. That's GilsterMaryLee.com. And the drive of the game belongs to Zach Richardson, who sent one to shallow right field, and the catch was made. However, tagging up on the play was Colby Ott, and he was able to score from third. So a sacrifice fly on a fly ball by Zach Richardson. And, you know, you can't win a ball game down 2-0 unless you score a run first, then try to work off of that. So without that sacrifice fly, you're possibly looking at Jefferson held scoreless in the third, and who knows what would happen there from there on out. So our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game belongs to that sacrifice fly by Zach Richardson. The homegrown Unico Bank player of the game, and it's an easy one. His name is Levi Ebersolt. Don't you forget it. Levi Ebersolt, our Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. A complete game victory for Levi Ebersolt. Seven innings, two hits, two runs, none earned, no walks, 10 strikeouts. Levi Ebersolt getting the job done for the Jefferson Blue Jays. Our next broadcast, next game broadcast will be Thursday. Good old matchup on KJF, Festus and Hillsboro. That'll be a fun one. But before that, tomorrow, we've got Jefferson College softball. Coach Tony Cook, possibly players Abby McAteer and Corinne Hill. Of course, we'll find that out with Viking Voices tomorrow on KJF between 4:15 and 5 o'clock. The Jeffco softball team wrapping up their regular season with two wins against East Central, 1-0 and 8-5, to finish the regular season at 40-11. We'll talk to Coach Cook and hopefully some players about their seeding in the region tournament, which is starting on Friday. They'll head out to Joplin for that. So we'll be able to talk to Coach Cook and a couple of players tomorrow on Viking Voices, get their thoughts on the postseason. And then again, our next game broadcast will be Festus at Hillsboro, and that'll be a Thursday affair. I want to thank Crystal Wilcutt back in the studio. And for myself, I am Matt Greenwood. Thank you as well for tuning into our broadcast. Once again, the final score, the Jefferson Blue Jays 3 and the Crystal City Hornets 2. Have a good night.